Well, of course, times just gradually got a little better, a little better. Now, we only run that back, I guess. I made two or three big crops, and the reason why we did that was because we just scarce some money. Mm-hmm. And we couldn't run and get a bar of soap every time we needed it like we do now. Transportation was bad. Uh-huh. It was 12 or 15 miles from Hardmore there. And there was one little store about 12 miles, known as the Hawks Bar Store.
12 miles to the store?
No, it's 12 miles from Hardmore to the store. It was only about 2.5 miles from where I lived up to the store. But Lord, you'd have to hitch up the wagon or walk 2.5 miles. So we just run that ash right there about 2 years. Last year the wife didn't use the stuff much, but finally brought it down. You know, I'd lie, finally eat it up, and it fell down and let it go. You put that out where it'd be out of the yard, you know.
Now you see me writing things down here. For example, one thing I got was hitch up.
It's what?
One thing I just wrote down was hitch up. Uh-huh. This means to take your horses.
Yeah, or mute.
Put the collar on them.
That's right.
And the other.
That's fence, right.
And then attach them to the wagon.
Yeah.
Is that cord going to be in the way here?
No. It will stay right there and we'll make the cord. Yeah, we...
Did people ever put lye on corn in the early days and fix their corn?
Oh, you're talking about Hominy.
Uh-huh.
Why, certainly she did. She'd put ashes right in that pot.
Uh-huh.
I've got the old pot up there. I wish you could see an old cast pot. I believe it holds 30 gallons.
Hmm.
A man offered me $5 for it the other day. He wanted to make a barbecue pit out of it. I said, no, I've had a strong old keep.
Mm-hmm. $5 isn't any money.
No, what would it buy?
Yeah.
What would it buy?
Look at that thing, you get a lot of good memories.
That's right. Well, now, she could make the best hominy that was mine. Now, mine, I grew up to be about 23 or 4 years old right here in Ardmore, around Ardmore. And I seen a lot of things this time begin to grow that didn't look good to me towards the women folks. Mm-hmm. And I was actually afraid. I went and courted a lot of girls here. But I never had no confidence in them. And I just saddled me a little brown horse and rode to Montague County, Texas and got a little gal out of the cotton patch. And the 8th day of October, I had her 50 years making my biscuits. Mm. I still eat my biscuits for breakfast, no toast. She don't no more think about getting breakfast without making biscuits. Mm-hmm. She's raised in the cotton patch. She knows how to do anything more than it. I'd be glad you could meet her. Wherever we lived, our neighbors are carried away with my wife. She's the workingest thing in Arizona, knows how to do everything. Now, of course now, you're getting my history, and I'm practically a young squirt to what you can find here that could tell you things further back.
No, I'm happy.
Are you?
No, I'm happy. What sort of furniture did you have in your house?
Now?
Yeah, now. Well, in the early days.
Oh, in the early days. Very light. Bedsteads, wooden bedsteads. Cane bottom chairs. Mm-hmm. And one old rocking chair. Everybody thought if they had one rocking chair, then they had something in them. That's right.